Here's something that might stop you mid-scroll. A billing dashboard showing $1.7 billion, with a B, in cloud charges that Amazon Web Services now admits were inaccurate estimates. Not a data breach, not a cyber attack, just a number that AWS put in front of its customers that didn't reflect reality. We'll dig into what that actually means for the businesses that saw those figures and potentially made financial decisions based on them. I'm Marcus Rodriguez, and this is Intellijix HN Daily for Saturday, July 18th, 2026.
And I'm Sarah Chen. Today's episode is genuinely wide-ranging. We're covering everything from a five-decade chip anniversary to a possibly atmosphere-bearing exoplanet to a security flaw that leaked your home's GPS coordinates through smart cameras for 6 years without anyone noticing. That last one deserves a slow read. I'm talking about TP-Link Casa cameras and the story of how an unauthenticated UDP port quietly broadcast precise location data for roughly 2.2 million deployed devices by some estimates.
Before we get into all of that, a quick note for anyone joining us for the first time. Our content comes directly from Hacker News at news.ycombinator.com, but we are completely independent. We're not affiliated with Y Combinator, we're not sponsored by them, and Hacker News has never endorsed anything we do. We're just two people who find this community genuinely invaluable and want to share what's surfacing there with a broader audience.
And on that note, if you're not already spending time on Hacker News itself, please go there. The URL is news.combinator.com. And while we try to add analytical depth here, the comment sections on HN are where researchers, engineers, and founders actually hash out the details. Today's AWS billing thread has 715 comments as of our scrape time. That's not noise, that's signal. You will learn something reading through it.
So here's what we have lined up today. We're leading with the AWS $1.7 billion estimated billing error because it touches on trust, financial reporting, and cloud dependency in ways that go well beyond a software glitch. Then we move into the security landscape. LG monitors installing software through Windows Update without user consent, the TP-Link camera GPS leak, and the in-toto supply chain framework that's trying to prevent exactly these kinds of problems.
After that, we're looking at a mix of technical deep dives, static search trees running 40 times faster than binary search, SQLite in production environments, and a fascinating port of NanoChat from PyTorch to TPU using JAX. Then we've got the Zilog Z80 turning 50, the OpenBook Touch open-source e-reader, Topcoat as Rust's first full-stack framework attempt, and KubesOS's academic security record. And we wrap up with some lighter threads. Regressive JPEGs as a creative art project, the IKEA Complexity Index, and a genuinely moving post from someone thanking Hacker News for 15 years of community support. There's a lot to cover, so let's get into it.